There's that duet on WWIB taking us right to 5:45. It's 27 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, Jason Cairns.
Good morning.
You have your own personalized license plate, isn't that right?
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, there's, and you two use seven letters, don't you?
I think mine only has five letters now.
Oh, what is it?
Ludio.
Ludio. Okay. So it used to be B. Yep. Hall.
It was. Yep.
It was B. Hall. Yep. Because I was driving behind, so now it's Ludio. Does anybody ever ask you what that means or anything?
I've had one person ask me what it means.
Okay.
And they loved it when I was able to explain it. So
yeah.
That's always the hope, is that someone will ask.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little different. So I'm driving behind somebody yesterday afternoon and I'm not usually concentrating on license plates, but I see one. This was seven letters. There was one vowel. You like to play Wordle, but we won't guess through the whole thing. I'll spell it out, and then you tell me what it was. It was PPLSUCK. Okay.
Nice. That's a different direction.
Yeah, there we go. I don't have to say it. I've just spelled it, and for people who want to put that together. But
yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious what they're meaning.
But so I was just kind of like, I mean, I don't know. It was just the thought process. To have that, to feel that strongly that way, that you go ahead and order the personalized license plate. I mean, think about Ludio for you. You created that concept, love, up, down, in, out, Ludio.
Yeah.
And you had B. Hole, and then you were with Ludio. I mean, how deeply does somebody feel to go ahead and order that as their personal plate?
But, I mean, that's a direction a person could choose to go, for sure. I don't know that I would want that on my license plate, but yeah. You know, it's interesting because you also have to have your license plate actually approved by the state. So you have to tell them what it means. And apparently someone there said, yeah, that's a fine way to go.
Oh, so. So when you got Ludio, you had to tell them what it means?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to say what it stands for. So.
Yeah. Anyhow. Yeah,
I think that's to keep people from putting vulgar things on their license plate.
Sure. No, I understand. For sure. But, I mean, I'm like... Yeah. Yeah, I'm praying for that person this morning, I guess.
Yeah, you bet.
And being the remember, I've actually said at different points, and sometimes I have second thoughts on this, I've said, wow, it would be interesting to talk to every person in the world, at least briefly. Never going to accomplish that, but, you know, there's that interviewer in me wanted to, like, wave him down and interview him.
Right, yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah, right.
Tell me what you mean by that.
Everybody's got a backstory.
Right, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
For instance, part of our backstory is we actually covered four more verses in 1 Peter 2 yesterday, 1 Peter 1 than we thought we did.
Yes, it was. It's been rare to find typos in letters to the beloved, but yesterday was one of them. I apparently didn't put the verse numbers on part of what we were working on yesterday. So, live and learn.
Yeah. Well, there we go. So... I don't know. Did you read those verses 22 through 25 then?
No, we haven't read those. Nope.
All right. Well, I guess we already covered the letters to the beloved portion.
Yeah. Yeah. It's up to you whether you want me to do the verses or not. And
let's move on to 1 Peter 2, 1 through 3.
All right. So get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all unkind speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, those three verses you handle with this paragraph. When you realize that my love will never disappear nor dim in intensity, it'll change the way you relate. In the light of my unfading love, live and speak from who you really are. I have justified you, so you do not need to defend yourself. You do not need to tear others down with your words. You have no reason to lie about them. You never need to pretend that you are better than you are. You do not need to feed on self-righteousness. You are free to feed on my word, the only real sustenance. My son, the divine word, is heaven's nourishment. Thoughts?
Yeah, so what would it look like if we all lived from that place of love, right? That we... can speak from who we really are as beloved children. I see so much of that. We've talked about it a few times this week. I think the the manner in which we carry ourselves into conversations, whether it's politics or other things. And what if we just live from security and love? How would that change how we relate to other people?
Yeah, I see you sharing that. You know, interesting, real quick, my story on these. I've loved 1 Peter 2:2 for a long time as a believer, right? Like newborn babes crave the pure spiritual milk of the word so they might grow. But it was when I was in Liberia, I was actually preaching through this for church there, that verse 1 stood out. Like through like a Warren Wiersbe commentary, that the first five verses are verse one talks all about, you know, the gossip, the slander, and it really was kind of the image of you need to clean out the garden, pull all the weeds so you can let the, you know, plant the seeds so you can really grow. So that's important, and I think that verse one really gets overlooked a lot. So
absolutely, I agree.
Thank you, friend.
You bet.
There we go. Best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. Probably running a little, maybe 6 minutes today. To tell you what, we're going to get to our weather shortly. But, hey, we've got a wake-up call going on right now because we've got a listener, Juanita Olson, on the line. Juanita, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Cal Keepers apparently goes to church with you, and you know that guy is going to pull a prank or two, and he is determined we were going to give you a birthday wake-up call today.
Well, wonderful. Good thing I beat him to the punch and I'm already up and dressed.
Yeah, that is good. Now, we did call you about 6:20 and it went all the way through to your voicemail. Did you see that call?
I did. Couldn't get to my phone fast enough.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you're like, who's calling me at 6:20? I'm going to leave that alone.
I totally did, but I still didn't make it there in time.
So you and Cal go to the same church. It sounds like your husband's the pastor.
That's true.
What church?
We're at Christ Community Church in Jump River, Wisconsin.
Very good. I think we've been there for Teamwork Africa many moons ago. So,
yes.
What do you have planned for your birthday today?
Well, today I'm going to work just like normal. Work over at Flambeau School as a school nurse.
Okay.
And tomorrow my husband and I are getting out of town for about 3 days.
Nice. That sounds like a good plan. Well, hopefully you beat the snow. We got a little bit of snow coming, so...
True.
Yeah.
Don't really want to be snowed in, but it'll be okay.
Yeah. Hey, is there a tune we can play you this morning? You have a favorite song we can play for you on the radio?
Oh, you know, Laura's Story Blessings is my favorite.
Fantastic. We'll get it on for you. Hey, happy birthday, Juanita. Great to meet you. And good luck handling Cal Keepers there in the church, okay?
Thank you very much. Need that luck.
All right. Have a good birthday. All right. So the big game is Sunday. NFL playoffs getting going. Packers and Cowboys Sunday at 3:30 in Dallas, and Krista Bannister's on the line. She is a native from the Ladysmith area, from the WIB listening area, but she lives in Big D, Dallas, and she's on the line. Good morning, Krista.
Hey, good morning.
You are many things. You're a talented writer. You're going to enjoy warmer temps than the rest of us who are bracing for snow tomorrow and tomorrow night, but you also live in a split NFL household. Tell me about this.
We do. It is so much fun. My husband was born and grew up in Dallas, and so you're not allowed to be anything but a Cowboys fan, and he actually used to watch the games from the 50-yard line with his dad, so he has that memory. And, of course, they had a lot of success over the years, and then he married me, and the Cowboys have had lots of sad, sad moments since he's been married to a Packer fan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I guess... People actually call and ask if he's okay after the losses.
Now, I know you and I keep up. We've known each other. You used to pick NFL games on the radio many years ago, right, with us?
Yes, we did. It was so much fun.
Yeah. And so you're a big, huge Packer fan living in Dallas. What's even that like?
It's bananas. Let's just say I've been trash-talked at the gym this week already. I wore my Packer gear, and you know, a few people had comments. I actually went to a big Packer-Cowboy game back when Rodgers was playing, but he was out. So Matt Flynn was in, and the Cowboys were ahead by 3 or 4 touchdowns, and we came back and won by one.
Yeah.
I was so obnoxious that day. My brother claims that he still can't hear a little bit.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Huh. Well, I guess you can tell people, I mean, if they kind of wonder, like, what's up, you're like, hey, I'm from Wisconsin, right? So
exactly. And then they know. As soon as they say the word Wisconsin, they know.
Well, if the game would be up here, it'd be like Ice Bowl 2 maybe on Sunday, but a little better temperature. So how does the actual watching of the game work? I mean, are you guys, because sometimes that can be, We've got a Bears fan that married into my family here recently, and I've heard that can be kind of challenging. Yeah, so, I mean, how will that actually go? Because you've posted a candle, a smell-like Packers win candle you're going to be burning during the game.
I know. I'll be burning it, and we'll be like, well, if that's what you need, you know, do whatever you got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But, no, we watch the game. We trash talk the entire game, you know, in a polite, loving way.
Yeah.
I have my cheese head on and my lucky shirt. I'm very superstitious, so I wear the same shirt every single week and have all of my things.
I
stand for the entire game.
You do what?
I stand for the entire game and yell at the TV.
Well, I can hear you on the. I do a lot of standing, although it's interesting, and a lot of yelling at the TV. Nothing draws you to yell at the TV like football, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's my most obnoxious state.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great. You've been a longtime friend, and so appreciate it. And we'll be. His team is favored. So is he confident? What is the disposition of your husband on the game?
He knows what happens. The Cowboys are always favored, but they only beat teams that are under 500 for the most part.
Yeah.
So I think we'll give them a real run for their money. And did you know we have never lost in AT&T Stadium? The Packers never have.
Yeah, that's
true. We won the Super Bowl there and beat the Cowboys 4 times.
You are fired up and ready to go. All right.
I am. I can't wait.
Thank you, Krista. We'll look forward to it. And maybe check back with you. All right. There we go. Krista and her husband, the Cowboys fan, here on WWIB. Try it again Thursday in the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb, we've been trying for a while on this question.
Yes, this began after 7:45 on Tuesday morning with Tuesday Trivia, then went through the rest of the WIB Wake Up Show all throughout Wednesday as well. And we are trying again on this Thursday morning to give you 2 Micon Cinemas movie passes for one of their 4 locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls to see a movie of your choice with a friend.
Yeah, that's right. So the question started this way, where I had seen something at home and we let you know it was in our kitchen. And I'm like, oh, I had never seen that before. And all of a sudden I come to work and yes, we let you know along the way yesterday it was in our break room. Then I'm like, wow, there it is again. And so a little bit of a pattern here. And we've let you know that it is not an appliance and not a utensil.
Yes, that's what you know so far. 715-723-2555 for your chance to guess. What could it be? And again, are we giving another clue right away?
Yeah, I think we can.
All right, go for it.
We've had so many wrong answers that, you know, it would take us all day to run through all those. But I would tell you that the additional one is it's... This falls into the category of like a food item.
Yeah, right? sure. There you go. So your next clue, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Over the past couple days, we've heard from Eau Claire, Durand, Augusta, Colfax, Osseo, Barron, Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Sand Creek, Kennan, Whitehall, La Crosse, Rib Lake, Stanley, Menominee, Fall Creek, Oliva, Cadott, Altoona, Ojibwa, Ladysmith, Mondovi, and Greenwood.
There we go. You were
keeping
track.
It's a big list. I was keeping track.
Hi, even when you were running the board. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. Kick us off here on this Thursday.
Buenos dias. Almost. My name's Alicia from Medford. How are you?
Hi, Alicia.
Hey, Alicia. Great to hear from Medford. That was not on our list so far, and we would love to hear your answer to this. What do you think?
Is it the little Keurig coffee filter that you do not throw away? It's a refillable one.
Mm. Oh, okay. Because we've mentioned Keurig and that there is one here and at your house. And so could it be one of those refillable, reusable Keurig
coffee
filters?
That's a good guess, but that's not what we're looking for. So thanks so much.
Call us back. Thank you.
All right. 715-723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Andy from Lake Halley.
Hi, Andy.
Hey. I have an answer for you.
All right, what is it?
A water bubbler.
A water bubbler.
Huh.
Now, that would be interesting. Again, that would make sense to have one here. Does he have one in his kitchen at home as well?
Is that it? That's not it, Andy. Try again.
Oh!
Thank you, Andy. From our home area here in Lake Halley.
We love it. He's just right outside the station. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Try it again Thursday, WWIB.
This is Stan Smelt.
Hey, Stan.
So, my guess is Stroopwafels.
Stroopwafels.
Huh.
Those are delicious. Right. Have you seen those, Havel?
I have not.
They are.
Oh, yeah. Very, very good. Was it stroopwafels?
What are they? I don't even know.
How would you describe it, Dana? It looks sort of like a waffle. It's like a cookie with caramel in the middle, a very thin wafer-like cookie. I forget what country they come from, but they're delicious.
All right. Good guess, Dan, but that's not it, buddy. So, sorry. 715-723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Mark. It's Beth from Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth.
But it happened to be a banana holder. You know, one of those things you put the bananas on.
Someone guessed that, actually.
I think that was guessed. So, Beth, you can have another guess here. What do you think? You can think about it and call us back if you want.
Okay, bye.
Sorry, Beth.
715-723-2555. And again, Havel mentioned this is food related. So, again, something edible.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's fair to say. Good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda from Chippewa.
Linda, what do you know?
A jar of cocoa.
A jar of cocoa. Was it a jar of cocoa that he saw here and there?
I enjoy cocoa, but that's not it. All right, and it looks like the guesses have run out at this time. So we'll try again after 7:45 with yet another hint, I guess.
I think so, yeah. We talked about this kind of if we didn't get an answer right away in the morning, what the next hint would be. And we're going to solve this. We're going to send somebody to the movies.
The movie tickets that nobody's been able to win. Three times on Tuesday, four times yesterday, one time today. This is our ninth try, Caleb.
Maybe this will be it. Maybe this will be the time when you and a friend get to go to Mycon Cinemas on our dime because you were able to answer our Tuesday trivia, which turned into Win It Wednesday, which now became Try It Again Thursday. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. A stumper of a question come up with by Halvo as, again, if you're saying, hey, this is difficult, well, it's because so many other trivia questions people just Google, and that's no fun. Yeah. So we had to come up with something that you cannot Google.
I saw this at my house. We let you know it was in my kitchen in the last month or so. And then came to work, and I'm like, wow, there it is again. And I noted that it was in the break room. And we've let you know along the way that it's not an appliance or a utensil, and we let you know it was food related. We will have another hint, but Brian thinks he knows an Aleva before we give that, so let's go to him. 723-2555. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you think?
Bagels.
Bagels.
Was it bagels? Did he see bagels? That would make sense. Sure. Yeah. We love our carbs.
I'll tell you what, at home I see bagels and English muffins, but neither of them is the right answer. Thank you. 723-2555. I'm going to give another hint. It's not only food related, it is beverage related.
There you go. Beverage related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beverage related.
Mm-hmm.
715-723-2555. Saw it in the break room here in the kitchen at his house. It was something at least new to him. Could be a new product, or maybe it's just new to him. What is it? 715-723-2555.
Vicky thinks she knows it. Eau Claire. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, how about an herbal tea?
An herbal tea. Was it an herbal tea?
It was not an herbal tea.
Tea is delicious. Honestly, with what my throat's doing today, I feel like I probably should have had some herbal tea before going on the air.
I was thinking of that. You seemed like you had a bit of a cough. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brady from Duran.
Hey, Brady, you got the right answer?
I hope so. Coffee creamer.
Was it coffee creamer?
Could that be it?
It was not coffee creamer. Thank you, Brady from Duran. Duran was one of the first places we heard from when we started this contest.
That's right. We've heard from Tammy a number of times from there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Greg from Augusta.
Hey, Greg.
How about kombucha?
Was it kombucha? That's good for gut health, right?
You said beverage related. That's not it.
715-723-2555 for two Mycon Cinemas movie passes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Vicky the Volunteer.
All right, Vicky, you're determined. What do you think?
Iced coffee.
Was it iced coffee?
Thinking of different coffee possibilities.
It was not iced coffee. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Kathy from the Holcomb Flowage. Is it a Yeti?
Was it a Yeti?
Yeah, one of those things that you put the beverage in. So beverage related, that's not it.
But I believe that's the first call we've gotten from Holcomb. So thank you, Kathy.
Fantastic. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jamie from Boyd.
Hey, Jamie.
Oh, we haven't heard from Boyd yet either. This is great. Anyway, go ahead, Jamie.
Was it elderberry syrup?
Oh, that is so good for you. Sorry, I just got excited because I'm sick.
All right. Is it elderberry syrup? Sorry.
Not elderberry syrup, but
people are getting the idea. Beverage related. So it's not a straight up beverage. I mean, the item is clearly not a beverage. It's not coffee. It's not
tea. Beverage, but beverage related.
Right.
Related.
So, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chad from Halley. I was going to say eggnog.
Yeah, we can give you a bonus guess because, again, we were kind of saying, hey, beverage related, but not necessarily a beverage. In fact, it's not a beverage.
Anything else?
No, that was my guess.
All right. Thank you, Chad.
All right, a couple more. Two more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, yes, this is Kelsey from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Kelsey, what do you think?
A cappuccino frother, like one of those little things you stick in the cup and frost up your drink.
I believe milk frother was a guest earlier in this contest. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we lumped those together.
Our 10th try at what started as Tuesday Trivia. Four different tries on Winning Wednesday and our third try to try it again Thursday, Caleb.
Yes, we want to give away those Micon Cinemas movie passes, four locations to see a movie of your choice in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. 715-723-2555. Y'all know that already because the phone has been ringing off the hook as you heard that we're bringing back trivia and we might get it this time. Yeah. I have got a good feeling about it.
Yeah, that's right. And again, just recapping, right? It's something I saw at the Halverson house. We specified it was in our kitchen. And I thought, wow, I've never seen that before. And then I realized pretty quickly what it was for, but I just hadn't seen it. Maybe it's new. Maybe it's not. It's new to me. And then I saw it here at work. And I'm like, wow, it's more common than I thought. It was in the break room here. We've said to you it's not an appliance and it's not a utensil. And we said it was a food item and it was used in a beverage. And we'll possibly have another hint coming, but somebody thinks they know without that. So let's go to the phones and find out. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amy from Altoona.
Hi, Amy.
I was wondering if it could be flavored syrup for coffee.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
It is.
Amy, and that is not it. So thank you. All right. Well, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry, and I'm calling from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry.
You know, the WWIB coffee mug with an updated mugshot.
Okay. We have coffee mug. We have those 50th anniversary mugs last year. Just beautiful. Yep.
We said it's beverage related, but that's not it. Yeah, those are great. I love how big they are, too. You could really get a lot in
Havel, can we have a quick off-air conference real quick here?
Sure. Okay, well, I don't know if we answered the question in the...
I don't know. We had to huddle real quickly here.
Yeah.
We're just wondering if one of our clues may have sent you all in a different direction. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
I think we'll be okay.
I guess we'll give another hint. So how about that? So that'll make up with it.
Yes.
And that was the idea that it's not only for beverage, but it is for a hot beverage.
For a hot beverage.
In fact,
it's not a beverage, but it's hot beverage related.
I've even got the item with me in studio.
Yes.
And it says, enjoy with hot drinks. So there we go.
All right. There you go.
All right, so...
if we didn't throw you off, call 715-723-2555.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Vicky, yes. You know, your volume is incredibly low, so I don't know if there's any way you can get closer to the phone, but I've got you cranked up all the way here, so go ahead.
Okay, well, that throws off the idea that I was coming with, but for a hot beverage, I'm going to say one of those chocolate bombs.
Chocolate bombs.
Hot chocolate bombs.
Yeah, I've been seeing more and more of those. That is not it. So thank you for trying. 723-2555. Hi.
This is Linda from Chippewa.
What do you think, Linda?
I think it might be one of those stirring sticks that you can put in cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a teaspoon. You can buy them. I've even seen them in the dollar store. They're made out of either chocolate or peppermint, and you can stir them in cocoa or
maybe
hot cider.
I would say I'm going to say this. You're not correct, but you're the closest anybody's been.
Really, really close. Yeah. You're very, we're playing hot and cold.
Yeah, no, you're the closest anybody's been. Thank you. Appreciate it, but that's not the item. So, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dale from Rose Lake.
Hey, Dale.
Cinnamon stick in your hot cider.
Yeah, that's, again, incredibly
again,
close.
Very, very close.
But that is not it. So, sorry, Dale. Thanks. Hi, WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
That's from Eau Claire. Is it a honey stick?
Is it a honey stick?
And what would you do with that, Beth?
You'd open it and pour it into your tea or whatever, and you'd stir it into your hot beverage.
I think we're going to say you're the winner.
Beth from Eau Claire, you got it after 10 tries in 3 days.
And we came so close. I mean, I feel bad, obviously, with those other ones, but it wasn't hot chocolate and it wasn't a cinnamon stick, but I'm holding it in my hand. It's honey spoons made with real honey. Enjoy with hot drinks. And I don't know, if it's a utensil, my apologies. I mean, I think of a utensil like a fork, a knife, a spoon, whatever. But, I mean, this is,
That's why I was worried because you told me it was a honey spoon, and then we said it wasn't a utensil. And I'm like, isn't a spoon a utensil? So our apologies.
Yeah, that's a good point. But
you guys figured it out.
In that regard. But we did get there. And, Beth, congratulations. You're a past winner, but it's been a while since you won, right?
Yes, it's been a while.
So Beth, we're going to send you to the movies.
There you go. You and your husband can go to the movies.
Fun. Thank you guys so very much. You have a blessed morning.
And everybody is thanking Beth now, too, for finally figuring this out after three days.
Honey spoons. So, again, my daughter Elena, a big tea drinker, and so those were hers at home.
And Braden tea.
Lo and behold. What's
that? Yes.
Yes, with tea.
Bye.
All right. All right, Beth. Thanks. Yeah, we'll have the tickets waiting for you here at WWIB.
Well, if you have a teenager, I do now, she doesn't have a phone, but you probably know sometimes when they communicate with you, things make sense to them that might not necessarily make sense to you. And there can be humor, and hopefully we find the humor in parenting. A lot of joys, a lot of tough times, but a lot of fun as well. And so on TikTok, user The Leighton Show often shares texts from his teens, and these are his picks. I don't believe they are all from his parents, but or from his teens, but ones from other parents' submissions. The best texts from teenagers in the year 2023. We will read them verbatim.
Yep.
These things were actually texted from teens to their parents.
For instance, one teen texted, "What's grandma's actual name?"
Because I know it's not grandma. I figured that out. Best teenage text of 2023. Texted to a parent, "Bruh, when does my social security number expire?"
Oh, yeah.
When you do.
You get it for life. Please know it. Another teen text, "My friends are almost here. Make sure dad stays in the basement."
Real text from teens, the best of 2023. "Happy Mother's Day. I Venmo'd you $6.
Wow.
Generous.
Enjoy, Mom. Spend wisely. Another teen text, "I adopted a donkey in your name."
I just want to know what was replied to that. How about this one? A teen texted their parent, "Don't bring homemade. We don't need to look like pilgrims."
Ooh. Ouch.
I can't even follow all of that. Pilgrims.
I got another dad one here, a teen text that says, "Please don't send dad. I'm too tired to be embarrassed."
Aw.
Wow.
How about this one? A teenager texted this, actually texted this to their parent, "Can you bring me my science homework in $300?
What do you need? Here's a teen text. "Send me a pic of your signature. Don't ask questions, please."
That's great. Real text from teenagers to their parents. This was texted, "All my friends are there. Walk normal."
Walk normal.
Want to know the context of that.
Uh-huh. How about this teen text? "Will I get in trouble for driving with roller skates on?"
Maybe. Maybe. This was one that really cracked us up off the air. Teen texted this to their parent. "Was my job at Taco Bell government or non-government?"
The government wants the tax money. Teen text, "If I use multiple stamps, do I layer or put them side by side?"
One on top of the other. That'd be great.
Just not used to the snail mail.
And this just seems like something. There's someone in my family that I could picture texting something like this. Probably text it to Mom. "Which washer hole do I put the laundry juice in?"
Wow, that is a real text. Okay, how about this teen text? "Don't let anyone know you have an Android. I'll never live it down."
I have an Android. Wow, Am I embarrassing my teen?
Yeah.
Another teen text. We've got a few more. These are just too good. "The white fuzzy stuff on my strawberries is fine to eat, right?"
No, it's not.
No, child.
Actual teen text. Three to go. "Can you send the prom pictures you took, except not the ones with you and dad in them?"
Aw, and two more real texts. The best teen texts of 2023. Actual things teenagers have texted to their parent. "Can I use a Christmas stamp to mail something in July?"
And finally, this teen text. Do we have a zip code?
I just love it.
You do.
Hug your teens.
Yeah.
Hug them, tell them you love them. Man, they create some great humor and some great moments. And isn't it wonderful seeing them growing up into the men and women that God created them to be? Yes, there's some bumps in the road, but hug those teens. Even if they squirm a little bit, give them a hug and tell them you love them. They need it and they'll appreciate it.